Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. Just pray, sister that's listening this morning is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray, Father. Ask that any sister that's listening today, that she just is pulled into your son and has an understanding of a better understanding of who he is, and just is renewed by your word and transformed, and just so that we can all just bear measurable fruit for your kingdom, and also for her salvation and safekeeping, and for the salvation and safekeeping of everybody she's praying for, all her loved ones. Let's call these prayers you place in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so just going back to Isaiah chapter 33, which is like a good blueprint of what you can expect when the Lord is revealed during times of judgment. Picking it up at 17, verse 17, it says, "Thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty. They shall behold the land that is very far off." If he's pushing you right now to take leaps of faith, okay, and step outside of your comfort zone, you need to obey him, okay? You need to walk in the Spirit. I'll always be practicing discernment, of course, okay? But trust and rest in his grace also, too, okay? It's a combination, because you need to be practicing discernment, but at the same time, your faith needs to be placed in his grace, that if you're off, he will correct you, okay? You need to believe that, okay? Because that's scripture, and word, his word can't be broken. So if you believe, nothing doubting in your heart that you have, okay, those things that you ask for, then you receive them, okay? And so this is, just to give you the actual verse for that, that's Matthew chapter 21, verse 22. It says, and this is Jesus speaking, "And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive." Okay? So just pray, nothing doubting, okay? Because it is difficult sometimes when the Holy Spirit, each person's different according to like your measure of faith, but you do need to be prepared for this. Is that if he is challenging you to step out in faith, okay, to let go of things that you're used to, okay, and you're like, am I being deceived? Is this my own mind? Is this a demon trying to trick me? Once again, believe in your heart, nothing doubting, okay, and just ask, you know, and believe, knowing for certain, trusting his grace that, you know, if I'm off, Lord, correct me, you know, straighten me out, and he will. That's according to his will, okay? So just being trusting in his Spirit and in his grace and his power, okay, as you're walking, you know, through this journey, because that verse where it says thine eyes shall see the king in his beauty, they shall behold the land that is very far off. Okay, he's talking about, I mean, this is an eternal verse, of course. It's talking about eternity, okay? But, you know, like I've already mentioned, these are smaller versions to prepare you for eternity. And it happens, okay? Because when he's revealed, what happens is you have judgment on one side, okay? Where things are just horrible. They really are. I've seen it. It's utter nightmare on the other side. You don't want any of that. You want to stay away from it, okay? Be nice and tucked away and hidden in Christ, okay? And if you do end up on that side, repent and know where you are for a reason, okay? And it's because you're in trouble eternally and you need to repent, okay? You got some deceptions going on, got some stuff going on. It needs to get fixed, okay? So let it get fixed. But then on the other end, okay, it's just like Egypt and the Jews, okay? It's like you're in this place where you're just like covered and everything is okay. And you're like beholding the land that's very far off. You're seeing things work for you, and it's like from the kingdom of God. It's heavenly. It's really gorgeous. It's something, you know, where you can really see his hand there with you saying, you know, you're going to be okay. Because it can be quite frightening when you look at the judgment that's taking place. You look at it and you go, oh my gosh, you know, but you see him there with you. You're covered. He's taking care of you. You know, you're beholding the land that's very far off. It's heavenly. It's like you're looking into, you know, it's the kingdom of heaven. It's like you're looking into eternity, you know, eternal life, you know. You just, things are running through by the Spirit. Each person, like I said, according to their measure of faith, it's different, okay? But things just run differently. You see, like, his blessing upon you. You see his covering upon you. You see that things should not be going well for you, but they are going well for you. you know, you can just see it once again, just like, you know, Egypt and the Jews. It's like all of these plagues and all this judgment on one end, but they're fine. Their camp has lights. Okay. They're covered from all the plagues. They're fine. Everything's okay. It's like the same type of thing. Okay. But what you do need to be aware of is that, prior to that, okay, once again, he needs to look down and see his son. So there's, he could be challenging you, okay, prior to that, to take larger leaps of faith, okay, bounds of faith, okay, and different things. Each person's different. Each person's calling in the body of Christ is different. But you need to be aware of that if you see things like that, okay? If you see him challenging you, you know, be aware. It's because he's preparing you for that time, okay? He's getting you ready for it, okay? And I'll leave it there for today. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today, again, just that she changes and is renewed for her salvation and her safekeeping, that she stays on the straight and narrow path all the way until the end to finish, and then also too for the sake of her loved ones and everybody that's on her prayer list, everybody she's ever prayed for them as well, so that she can be a light and help bring them into eternal life. I ask all these praise, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.